Thank you, Mr. President. First, let me congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the conference. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation towards productive and positive outcome of the CD. I also would like to extend my warm welcome to Ambassador Crabbe. We are looking forward to working with you in the CD and other disarmament fora. Mr. President, despite the repeated strong calls from the international community, yesterday on May 29th, the DPRK launched a ballistic missile again in a clear violation of a series of United Nations Security Council resolutions and against the joint statement of the six-party talks. This year alone, the DPRK has launched at least 12 ballistic missiles, and five of them, including the yesterday's missile, have reached Japan's exclusive economic zone, which poses a serious danger for aviation and navigation. This provocative and dangerous behavior by the DPRK is unacceptable. The recent launches by the DPRK constitute a grave and increasing threat to the regional and international peace and security. We condemn the DPRK in the strongest terms and urge the DPRK to immediately and fully implement relevant UN Security Council's resolutions and other commitments without taking further provocative actions. And also, we strongly call on the international community to redouble its efforts to ensure the sustained, comprehensive, thorough, and effective implementation of the relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions. I thank you, Mr. President.